So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is, most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another awesome episode of Cashflow Dad Life. I'm your host, Ryan Ank, and I'm stoked for today's guest. We have a special guest, Larry Hagner, with us. He is the podcast host for the Dad Edge and the Good Dad Project, and it is the number one rated podcast on iTunes for dads right now. So it's awesome to have this decorated guest on our show. I've gotten to know Larry for the past couple months or so, just a super cool dude. And he's really done something amazing and special in the dad space and in the space of accountability and just growing your network and proving yourself in all the different areas that are needed being a dad. He's the father of 4 boys, which is much like myself. I got one up on him, but I don't know if he's a quitter or not, but we'll see what happens in the, in the future. Just want to make sure you can hear me all right. Larry, you there?
I am here, man. I'm so pumped to be here talking to you on your show. And gosh, gotten a chance to get to know you, work with you closely, and you're helping me, even with my, an investment that I'm going after. And it wouldn't be possible without you. So appreciate you, man.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, one of the things that I've been kind of putting off on the show talking about and why I thought it would be perfect to have you on as a guest is, it's more of from the mindset standpoint, because real estate, it's all, it's strategies and skills. But one of the things that most people overlook the most is mindset. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you've been able to create is this accountability system. And I always say with real estate that your net worth is the same as your network. So you look at the 5 people around you that you're hanging out with the most. And it's one of those things where show me your friends and I'll show you your future. You look at the people that you surround yourself with, and those are the people that you end up becoming. So you have created an amazing, not just the podcast, but you've actually created an amazing virtual group of men. Can you tell us a little bit about how that got started and what's become of it?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. And when it comes to mindset, so one of the reasons I started, Good Dad Project, that's pretty much the umbrella organization. That was in 2012. And then I started, I wrote a book in 2015 called The Dad Edge, and then launched the podcast, Good Dad Project Podcast. Changed the name just this past year in 2018 to The Dad Edge Podcast. No reason, just other than that it just felt like that's where the brand was going. And men really resonate, I think, with that brand versus the Good Dad Project, because I think men in general don't want to be associated with a project when it comes to themselves, because it insinuates that we're constantly working on ourselves. However, the edge gives you like that maybe that X factor, or gives you those tools that other people just don't have. And to be quite honest, it's the exact same thing. It's just named just a bit differently. But it really came out of struggle as a father, and patience, work-life balance, my marriage. I mean, I wouldn't say everything was a total wreck, but I was living how so many other men live, which is a quiet life of desperation, where I had an okay life, but I wasn't thriving. I was simply surviving. And, and now I definitely have a full understanding of what it takes and how we build a man, from all dimensions. We say this all the time, the dad edge, but men tend to operate in 5 dimensions. One is our health, that encompasses mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional, relationship with our wife, relationship with our kids, what we do for a living, so our significance, and exactly why one of the reasons we're talking today, and then financially. Those 5 areas are where men literally operate pretty much everywhere in their life. What I've noticed is men are usually doing pretty well in 1 or 2, and then the other two or three, they want some help. However, that's the hardest thing for men to do. And I'll end with this. I always say this, you know, shout out to the Hair Club for Men, but I always say this, you know, I'm not only the president and the founder, but I'm also the first client in line to lean in, ask for help, ask for advice when it comes to our community. Because I mean, there are times, man, I mean, I'm more aware of times where I'm not doing very good job, but there are still times where I just get in a poor mindset and, you know, act like a 12-year-old, you know, and get pissed and start to internalize things and then isolate myself and then all these things. So yeah, definitely not perfect by any means, make 100 mistakes a day. But that's what our community is all about, is it's a bunch of imperfect men who are trying to learn from each other.
So why do you think, I mean, that's actually interesting that you transitioned from project to edge. And I think that kind of echoes the same theme that you're talking about now, is that one of the main struggles for men is to when they have a problem, to internalize it, because they don't want to be worked on. They don't want to be a project, you know. Why do you think that is?
I think it has to do with, so number one, fatherhood, being a husband, and financially, those three areas, right? Those, from what I've seen, those are the most fragile for men. So I don't know about you, but I was not taught personal relationships growing up. That's not a skill set that I learned. I wasn't taught personal finance growing up, and I certainly wasn't taught how to be a parent. However, those things, it's literally in our life, if you think about it, like, okay, you're married, go figure it out. You know, hey, you're a dad, go figure it out. Oh, hey, you know, you now run a household, go figure out your finances. It's no wonder that those three areas are a total mess for us, because it's the least amount of training that we get. Think about the plethora of resources out there for our health. Think about the plethora of resources out there for our businesses, you know, and coaching. And what I found is that men are pretty willing to raise their hand and be like, hey, I need some help in my health. I need to lose some weight. I need to do this. I need to do that. And they're also really, hey, they're the first to step in line and be like, how do I be more efficient? How do I be more profitable? Which is, I mean, you see that all the time. But when it comes to being like a father, when it comes to managing my own personal finances, when it comes to the relationship with my wife, hey man, those three are very, very sacred to me. They're very intimate to me. I'm certainly not going to talk about them, because I don't want anyone to, you know, to see that everything in my life is not good and fine and fine and good. But there's parts of me that are struggling with that, you know, and I think that's what every guy really, really sees, really feels. And, you know, that's something that we openly talk about in the Alliance and our mastermind on the podcast, is like, hey, how do we thrive? How do we really thrive in those three areas? And how do we have better conversations around it?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. The thing that, you know, always surprises me about most men, whenever you get into groups, and sometimes when you're not in these groups, you're not in this accountability network, I think most men struggle with feeling like a failure, even the most successful men, you know, because there's always one area that needs to be worked on, but to kind of get internalized. And so it's amazing to have these networks, because the first thing you realize is, hey, there's other people that feel the same way, you know?
Yeah. And more than you know. So like anytime a guy comes and joins us in the Alliance, I do a one-on-one call with him to get to know him. And exactly what you and I are talking about right now is what every guy that I speak to feels. And I always ask them the same thing. Do you feel alone in this mindset? Like, do you feel like you're the only one struggling? 9 out of 10 times, yeah, I feel like I'm alone. I was like, well, let me rest assure your mind right now. You are the majority. You are not the minority. Every call that I'm on, men are talking about the same thing. And just knowing that, like when I get on a call with a guy and them hearing just that alone, they're like, it's like a breath of fresh air. They're like, oh, wow, really? So I'm really not the only one feeling this way. Like I kind of thought I wasn't, but no one's really talking about it. So, but yeah, right then and there, most men struggle with that.
So you started the podcast first, right? And you started just kind of to go along with your own journey of self-discovery and to really explore, how do I thrive in all those three areas of my life? How do I have it all, you know, instead of just, you know, doing one thing okay and then flailing at other things. How did that morph into the Alliance? How did that come about?
That's a really good question. So when I first started the blog in 2013, and then when I started, I wrote a book. And the funny thing is that I found that I really did not like writing. You know, it was like, I enjoyed it, but I tend to obsess about it in a way to where like, oh, it had to be perfect for me to publish it and that kind of thing. And it took a lot of work and a lot of, it drained me a little bit. Now speaking on the other hand is totally different. That's where I feel that's my sweet spot. That's where I can thrive. That's where I feel like we have better organic conversations. So I was like, man, like, what if I just podcasted instead of wrote all this stuff? And so that's what I did. And then in 2016, I joined my first mastermind with Aaron Walker, who owns View from the Top. A lot of people know who he is. And I really wanted some direction on like, well, where do I want to take this mission? Because at the time, it was never meant to really be full time. But I was like, well, where do I want it to go? And I saw what he was doing. And I really liked it. And he was doing it more for, I would say, men to be better men and business owners and that kind of thing. But I was like, well, what if I took this and created a mastermind community for men to have these discussions around these five dimensions that we talk about? And I did it in a very structured, organized fashion, but also very unstructured, to where men also had the freedom to talk about what they want to talk about. And then that's where the idea for the Alliance came from. And when I first started it, it was local here in 2016. So what I found was, is I got together with about 20 guys every 3 weeks for 3 months. And what I found was, is for men to get in their car, drive somewhere, sit down for a few hours and mastermind over things, it just wasn't sustainable because we're busy, busy people. A virtual mastermind is much more suited for the busy father because they can do it on the go. They can do it from their phone, from their iPad, from their laptops. And it gives them flexibility, gives them structure, and it gives them community to have these conversations. But that's really how it morphed, was like, how do I address these problem areas for men and where they want to thrive? Like, what do I do? Do I write another book? Do I create online courses? And where men really thrive is that, yeah, we like to read and we take online courses, but where we really thrive is the conversations. So that's really where that came from.
That's spectacular. So this is something that it just kind of, from your first mission, you just try to figure out the best way to fulfill it. And you've done some pretty incredible things in that group, and people in that group have done some pretty incredible things. It's bearing good fruit. Can you share with us some of the things that people are getting from this alliance?
Yeah. So let's talk about each dimension, and I can do it pretty quickly. So health-wise, we have a lot of guys who are like, hey, I just need some accountability around making better choices with my nutrition. I'm busy. I don't have time to meal prep. I don't have time to work out. Like, how can I make my time count? We joke about it all the time, is like, how much weight has the alliance lost? Because we group those men together, you know, who want that accountability within, you know, so like we group these guys together. They take photos of them in the gym. They take photos of their food. They do, you know, they post their weight loss progress and all that. And we've had guys like lose, we have one guy named Adrian Bretfield who's lost over 120 pounds all the way to guys losing 5 pounds, you know? So there's been a ton of weight lost.
I've seen the before and after pics, by the way. Those are pretty spectacular to look at.
right. Yes. Some of them you're just like, wow, this is pretty incredible. And plus, I have teamed up with Alex Van Houten, who's defining the dad bod, as well as Adrian Chavez and Chris Hughes, who run Driven Dad, and those guys have helped out a ton. They're definitely our experts when it comes to marriage. I mean, we've seen men with divorce papers on the desk of lawyers, and they've been able to work things out. Everything between like, hey, I wish my wife and I communicated, had more sex, all the way to the point to where like the relationship was at the end and relationships are now thriving. As far as connections with kids go, we've been able to help men and keep them accountable to doing epic experiences with their kids that are associated with connection. So like, for instance, if you feel that you're drifting from your teenager, and you know, how do I reconnect with that teenager? What are the questions that I ask? What are the activities that I do? What does that look like for me? And how can I be accountable to it? Right. It's one thing to be like, hey, I want a better relationship with my 13-year-old daughter, and really understand, what do I need to do that? So, yeah. You know, it turns from a desire into, what am I going to do? And then we keep men accountable to that.
What does the Fortnite recovery process look like?
Jeez, man, don't even get me started on Fortnite. My kids are being ostracized in their school right now because I think they're the only kids that don't play Fortnite. But actually, my 12-year-old almost got in a fight with a kid because he's like, dude, Fortnite makes you dumber. Okay. Like, it's been proven. Yeah. So he almost got beat up for that. But, you know, the other thing too is, so, you know, jobs, you know, a lot of men are going to work for a paycheck. And that's maybe one of the reasons you and I are even talking is, what type of work can I do that makes me come alive? And most importantly, what problems and value can I solve for a client? And we've seen men completely leave their industries and go do something that they love and be successful and profitable at it. And then the final thing is, we've had men come to our community, and we've got some financial experts that are a part of it that have helped them. I've helped them as well, where they've come in just buried in debt. and the stress has just overcome them and their marriage and their wife. And they're posting like huge win. I just paid off my $12,000 balance on my credit card and I did it in 4 months. I mean, just things like that. You're like, wow, that's pretty cool. So yeah, those are the successes we're seeing.
That's amazing, man. You really have done something spectacular. Thank you so much for just living that mission and not only taking it to heart, but really going out there and taking action on it. I think that's one of the most important things. And you're affecting a lot of men and their lives. So appreciate you for doing that.
Oh man. You know, it's, well, to be honest, I mean, I have to give that thanks right back to you. I mean, because, you know, you're from a finance and doing something that you love, those two areas, and obviously being a father of five boys yourself, you're helping people do those same things. You know, you're taking these people who are living lives that they just, you know, financially and professionally don't want to live anymore, and to create something that you really, really enjoy, and to do it right and to do it in a smart, passive way, man, you're doing phenomenal work yourself. And you've truly have helped me personally, and professionally, real estate wise as well. So I appreciate that.
Thanks, man. You're on the verge of your next deal with real estate, right?
Yeah. And you have helped me all the way through it. I mean, so
I didn't pay him to say this, by the way.
No, he didn't. Actually, his face is turning red. So, but no, you have helped me. I sent you, basically an outline of what the deal I was looking at. You gave me some tips on negotiation. You've shared with me what the rate of return was if I paid certain prices for it, the taxes, the insurance, the whole nine yards. And then you even gave me, a draft of the letter of intent that I used to purchase the property. So man, it's just been, it's exciting because to me, that was a world of complete and total overwhelm. And to be honest, I didn't feel like I really had the time to learn about it because, man, there's a lot to learn. And having you help me and guide me and plus being on the podcast and just being available for questions, it was just a game changer. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome, man. As soon as that deal is done, I'm going to send you the Cashflow Dad Life First Deal Done Award. But before the podcast started, Larry was actually, for those of you guys watching this on YouTube, maybe he'll lift it up for you to see it on the screen, but he was sharing with me this shield that somebody had sent him. This is just like this amazing badass shield. And it's like, how big would you say that thing is?
I'll grab it here. Hang on out. Let me grab it.
All right. So this thing is just ginormous. I guess one of his fans sent him this, and it's like a true, for those of you just listening to the podcast, it's like a Captain America looking shield. Look at that thing. Just gigantic. That thing is gorgeous. See,
it's not light either.
I'm thinking I need to change my First Deal Done Award to something like that. A little humongous shield. That'll help people with their workout programs, just lifting that thing up on a daily basis. So
yeah. I mean, I don't think it weighs too much. It's so wide. It's like 3 feet, radius, and it probably goes about 20 pounds or so. So it's just very awkward to hold up. So yeah, shout out to Captain America and his strength.
Truly amazing. Truly amazing. All right. Well, listen, guys, if you're interested in what Larry has, I'm part of that program. And it really is amazing, the results that you're seeing, guys, that they're able to achieve. And again, I want to reiterate, you look at the five people, who would you say are the five people that are closest around you? And a lot of people you're rooted. You're rooted to your existing community, and you may not have everybody that's like-minded even in your community. If you are the kind of person where you want to improve yourself, the way you do one thing is the way you do all things. So you improve your health, you're going to start improving your finances. You improve your finances, you're going to start improving your marriage, because you're the number one problem in marriage is finances. It's one of those things that's cyclical. If you can get into a network of people that are all looking to improve all the facets of their lives simultaneously, that is an amazing, that will do amazing things in your life. So so check out, I think there's a free group on Facebook, right, Larry?
Yeah, there is. It's called the Dad Edge, Real Dads with Purpose. So that's our big free group. We have about 12,000 guys who are part of that. So yeah, if you want a taste of what we do, just from like a conversation on Facebook standpoint, that's a great place to start, because the guys there, like we're pretty diehard as far as integrity and character and kind of our code. So, if you're posting cat videos, you'll be removed. If you post like, your network marketing business, you'll be removed. So we always tell men to stay relevant, stay respectful. And the other thing too is like, if a guy has the courage to bring up like, hey, my wife and I are having some issues and, you know, we haven't had sex and we're not talking. And if a guy tells him to man up, grow a set of balls and tell his wife he needs to get laid, then that is the wrong guy. And we remove guys like that. So yeah, it's a high integrity. It's a fun group. We have a lot of fun there, but we have real conversations about this type of stuff. So if you want to be a part of that, you can definitely send you a link, or you can probably just search Dad Edge, Real Dads with Purpose on Facebook. It'll probably come right up. But definitely a cool community.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being the guest on my show today, Larry. You're doing some amazing things, man. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you, man.
Boom. Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out, because each episode has in it an idea or a strategy that can literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Ank, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.